What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchos.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 20th. Happy birthday, James Morgano. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Eduardo Rodriguez went 4.2 innings, 0 in runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. Apparently, his increased velocity is still there in the quote I saw inside of MLB.com's article about the game. I kind of think that Eduardo Rodriguez is a sleeper. I think he's getting overlooked a lot. We were kind of excited about him this time last year. Then he had this really strange season, got injured, had a lot of personal things to deal with, but he's back throwing harder than last year. Yeah, I think it's a good situation for him. Kyle Gibson, 5 innings, 0 in runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Apparently he tweaked his mechanics this spring to more emphasize his knees and to bend them more in his mechanics. He had his best start of the spring. He was saying how good he felt. Hopefully it's good. I got nothing on the slider or anything like that, though. And he is the highest paid Orioles pitcher, player, $10 million this year. Opening day starter. Interesting. Shane Bieber, 7 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. It got no velocity readings as much as I tried. And it looks good. He seems like he's in the rhythm and all that stuff. So Shane Bieber, sure, I'm fine taking him in drafts above like Zach Gallen and Alec Manoah at this point because of their depressed velocities. We'll talk about that a little bit more later in the podcast. But yeah, Shane Bieber looks like he's cruising away, and that's all good with me. Dustin May is struggling, though. 4.0 innings. No one says that. 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. I wanted to see. I couldn't really get you anything else on this one. I'm a little annoyed by the 3 walks. I kind of wanted Dustin May to click at this point to feel a little bit more confident in drafts. But, you know, he should with more time on the bump this year. Shitaro Fujinami is an interesting late flyer that people have chased, but man, he just looks like a cherry bomb to me. 4.2 innings, 1 earned run, 1 hit, 5 walks, and 4 strikeouts. I feel like they're just telling us right now, Fujinami is not someone to trust. That's why he's outside my top 100. It's just not the thing you go for. And then you throw in the fact that it's Oakland. It's Oakland. You don't want to. It's not good win chances for Oakland, which is a huge, huge thing, of course, in your leagues. Justin Steele. 3 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 5 walks, 3 Ks. I'm not chasing Justin Steele. It's a good slider and not much else. And I think this is kind of that confirmation. And by the way, if I met you over the weekend at Tout Wars, thanks so much for introducing yourself. And it was wonderful to meet you, too. It's a wonderful time. I'll be in Vegas, by the way, later this week. I'm still going to do the podcast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. I'll figure it out, but I feel like it's so important. It's the last weekend to do it, and there might be some critical information before your draft, so I will get that done for you. And I've never been to Vegas, and I'm just there for the NFBC stuff to hang out with everybody and be a free agent. If you're playing NFBC and you want me to be your consultant for the year, let me know. You're going to be there in Vegas. Come find me. We'll talk. Anyway, Julio Teheran looks to be the number 6th starter for the Padres. 3.2 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 3 Ks. Yep, the sinker is lively. It's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy, Julio Teheran for the Padres. I know it's wild, but he was my SP 300, believe it or not. Logan Webb, 4.1 innings, 4 earned run, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Not ideal. I do worry that the hip or 9 is still going to be elevated for Logan Webb this year. Apparently, he is throwing a tick harder. The slider is not the big whiff pitch, though. It's more like a cutter. The changeup's still really good. It just doesn't speak to me like a 24-25% strikeout guy with a really good whip. I don't quite see that. Jacob DeGrom, 3 innings, 0 in runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 4 Ks. Yeah, it's Jacob DeGrom. They didn't show this game, and I'm really, really annoyed about it because it was DeGrom and Bryce Miller. Like, I want to watch that one. 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks for Bryce Miller. If you don't know, he is, I'd say, the top pitching prospect for the Mariners. And considering that Marco Gonzalez is their SP5, you might see some Bryce Miller this year. Be on the lookout for him. I wanted to get a good look at him. Obviously not the greatest start ever. It's a 1.5 whip and only 3 strikeouts and so on. But still, the Bryce Miller hype is apparently very high. So, check that out. Robbie Ray, and this was a split squad for the Mariners. Robbie Ray, 4 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. So, all the reports I've gotten, increased velocity, splitter introduced, 21 Ks in 12 innings, 0.75 ERA, only 5 walks for Robbie Ray this spring. I mean, only 5 walks is actually, it's a little bit high. 12 innings, you don't want that. Still, Robbie Ray, I think, is, he should be moving up my draft board. I'm really tempted to put him inside the aces of dubs, right? Like ace of clubs and the aces that are like the 22 or so. I feel good about it. Lots of wins, super high strikeout volume. And if I really don't think he's going to have a 119 whip again. I feel like it's going to be like 111 or something. And yeah, I'm really in on Robbie Ray. Dylan Cease, 4 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts for Dylan Cease. I'm glad to see the walk rate was low. That's all that really mattered to me there. And we have a lot of other guys that we do need to get to, some very exciting ones, and we'll talk about them after this break. Corbin Burnes, I moved him to SP2, and he's done just super well since. 4.2 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks, everything's fine there. Adam Wainwright and Miles Michaelis followed each other. It's kind of a cute thing. 8 innings pitched, they did well. Wainwright, despite the adrenaline that we've seen of the WBC, was still down 2 ticks, even more so in some cases. Yeah, Wainwright, there's no reason to chase it. Miles Michaelis looked like his normal self, looked like Toby. Good for him. I don't really want to go after it because it's going to be a sub 20% K rate and you're just chasing an ERA and hopefully a win. Yeah, not for me. Alek Manoah, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. So lots to discuss here. This game, I was sitting in Virgil's, if you don't know Laura Michaels, they do a toast, a wing toast to him every year. I love it. And I was really honored to be a part of it this year as a part of Tout Wars. And here I am sitting next to Jason Collette, and I get a tweet about Alek Manoah's velocity going down. And I take a look on Savant, and I see, all right, yeah, it says like he's down 3 ticks in the four-seamer. And I scroll down. And Drew Rasmussen also went this game, 5 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 2 Ks. And his was slightly up. It was like 0.5 up. So that to me said, oh, it's not like bad velocity readings. Like the gun isn't messed up. Rasmussen's normal. And Manoah's way down. And then I looked at Peter Fairbanks. Peter Stairbanks, as we say. He was down like 3 ticks. And I had never seen Jason Collette as quiet as when I showed that to him. Now, the understanding I have of Fairbanks, a couple things. One, he was utilizing maybe a splitter or a changeup or something like that. And that was miscalculated by Savant, sure. But the max was like 96 or so, 97, as opposed to the 99. And I actually think what happened here, because everybody was down like 2 ticks. I think Drew Rasmussen was throwing like a tick or two above. That wasn't the normal one. And I went on Twitter saying the opposite. Shelly Verstray, for example, was like, yo, I think this is the case. And I said, I don't know, Drew Rasmussen looked normal. So that kind of messes up the whole point of a cold gun. But maybe he's just throwing hard and everyone else is normal. But Alek Manoah, let's go back to him now. So let's say he's down like a tick on the four-seamer instead of 3. It had him at like 91. It just feels very weird. He was still 11 for 71 on whiffs. Slider was in good locations. Sinker is not as much, but I feel like it's kind of back to normal-ish for Alek Manoah. He had a good start, 6 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 4 Ks. I'm a little tepid because he's not doing more than he did last year. It feels like it's more of the same, and we know that he got a bit fortunate last year. I was kind of hoping for more of a jump at this point, but that said, you know, we don't see these giant growths or developments in the spring. We see them through the year a lot, right? So Alek Manoah is still very much a part of the aces of dubs. I'm a little bit lower on him just because the velocity stuff is weirding me out, but everything is cool. Nick Pivetta, 4 innings, 4 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. He went 13 for 52 on four seamer whiffs, which is like a 25% swinging strike rate on it, which is insane. He got those with high locations, but then he only had 2 whiffs on everything else. And Nick Pivetta, like, I want to love this fastball. I really do. Like, it's a PLV darling. But the other stuff just is not good enough. And that's just going to hold him back. Max Fried, 6.1 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 5 Ks. He's not allowed to run this spring. I love him very much. The velocity was a little bit down in this one, but I think Max Fried is kind of overlooked among everyone else. And he is as much of a rock as anyone, really. The strikeouts, sure, are not necessarily going to be above 200, but I still actually feel like there's something else to unlock with it. Max Fried is a really good win guy, really good ratio guy, and should not be a bad strikeout, right? Like, you're going to get a K an inning. So Max Fried should get a little bit more love, I think. Kenta Maeda, 4 innings, 5 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Not ideal, but I think his command was actually better than this looks. 21% fastballs is great with me. That means he was leaning on splitters and sliders, good pitch separation on them. He just needs to get them slightly more down, and I think he's all there. So I'm not too terrified of this. I know people see this and go, oh my gosh, no way Kenta Maeda is going to do this. No. 3.2 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks for Tyler Wells. He's trying to get that SP5 spot from Grayson Rodriguez. Not going to happen. Gerrit Cole, other side of it, 5 innings, 4 earned runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, but 7 strikeouts. A little bit down in velocity. Didn't get slider whiffs, but I feel like he was experimenting with stuff here. A little bit more cutters and curveballs and stuff. I would not read into this at all. I am not going to. David Peterson, 4 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 4 walks, 4 Ks. It's very strange to me what's going on with David Peterson. His slider had a swing strike rate above 25% last year. We were all fawning over it. And what does he do? He goes and changes it. All of his secondaries are up about at one to two ticks. He only had 1 out of 15 whiffs on a slider here. He's trying to do the Blake Snell blueprint, though. He's trying to go upstairs with 4-seamers and downstairs with secondaries. He's just not getting the stuff down yet. But there's a lot of things to like about David Peterson. Good opening schedule. I'm very much into drafting him at the end of my draft still. Christian Javier, 4 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. He's down 2.5 ticks universally on his stuff. Terrible command in this one. It might have been a case of like the WBC gassed him a little, and it was taking it easy to ease back in. That's a little weird though, isn't it? Doesn't make you feel great. Monitor the next start to make sure that he comes back up a little. Edward Cabrera, 4.2 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. He's up 1 to 2 ticks. And about a 55% zone rate on his 4-seamer, which is so important because it was a 64% strike rate. And last year it was like a sub 50% strike rate on his fastball. As long as he gets strikes on that, that can limit the walks. That's a big thing. Sinker location is really good, jamming right-handers inside. This is a good step forward for Edward Cabrera. Hopefully he's more like this. Don't care about the 2 walks, 3 Ks. Like, you got to get strikes with your fastball. As long as you can do that consistently, that's good. And the last two here are both Royals pitchers. Zach Greinke did worse to practice's pickoffs, apparently, which is the most Zach Greinke thing, and I absolutely adore it. Like, he let guys get on base so he can practice his pickoff throws. And Brad Keller got shelled, and why is that important? Because he may be the SP5 for the Royals, but maybe not if he keeps getting shelled. We'll see. But that is it for today. If you need some help with your drafts, I highly recommend PL Pro. Seriously, we have a deal just for today. Capitals, all one word, Boyd Boy. You get $30 off yearly PL Pro. So go check that out. You get your live draft assistant, which I just use for Tout Wars. You get access to the PL Pro Lounge inside of our Discord. You get the auction draft calculator. You get our 2023 PLV plus ATC projections. You get in-season projections as well for DFS and for weekly and daily fantasy. That is your daily fantasy moves. And you also just get to hang out with the entire Discord and get a free ad-free website and all this stuff. You get so much. You get $30 off today with Boyd Boy, B-O-Y-D-B-O-Y, all caps, one word. Go sign up today for PL Pro yearly. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock. M-A-R-Babs below. And your strikeouts high.